Eric, it's good to see you, my friend.
Hey, Eric.
I finally decided to come back.
Oh, well, man. You're sounding good.
We got the biggest smiles on our face, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, child, I'm back, everybody.
Nice. Eric.
Well, I got the coffee pot going.
Nice.
Boy, you are back. Well, you can see Grammy got up this morning, too. And yeah. Happy to see you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show's presentation of Chit Chat with the Old Man, Eric, and friends. I am pleased to announce that Eric has come and kicked Grammy out of the co-pilot chair and is in his rightful spot as the co-pilot of this spaceship running through the air. Eric, it is good to have you back, my friend.
Yep. I know I've missed you guys for a couple days too, but
it's all good, man. It is all good. Everybody will be glad to see you back.
Oh,
people have been asking for you. People have been praying and worrying about you. So we are glad that you're on the upswing, and we are glad to have you back, my friend. Great. Thank you, everybody, that are coming into the show. We want to thank all the downloaders that are listening to us later in the day. Appreciate all your downloads. We want to thank you very much for your downloads. And it has just been great to have you and great seeing you. Thank you. Thank you for coming into our show and all your support. Eric, I don't know if you know this, but we broke 84,000 downloads.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. We're on the cuppus, so we're closing in on 2,200 followers on Podbeam, and we're closing in on 1,000 followers on Twitter. So there you go.
Welcome, Bria.
Hi, Brina. Hi, Jay, baby.
Good morning, everybody.
Oops, we did
speaking of this being a morning podcast, I saw a news report in my Yahoo News feed about like the Kellogg's company that makes breakfast cereals, like doing a split up of its company. Like, I think the cereals are going to be separate from, like, other snack foods, like your potato chips and Cheez-It crackers.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? I think I saw that article yesterday. Hi, D-Mac.
Morning, D-Mac.
Where's the series at?
Yeah, J-Baby. The series.
Good morning, Gina.
Colorado Avalanche is 3. The Lightning's at 2.
Come on to my house. Come
yeah,
on to
I
my
saw
house.
That, Eric. Kellogg. I think it's Kellogg's is splitting, isn't it? Did you say Kellogg?
Yeah, Kellogg's. Yeah, food company, yes.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, I just want to bring to your attention our co-pilot's back, Mr. Eric Kirk. Thank you. Welcome back, Eric. You have been greatly missed, my friend, but we're glad that you are feeling better. Glad you
morning,
are
Mr.
feeling
A.
better.
Oh, yes. It's just good to hear his
voice. Isn't that what I said? That Tampa Bay was at 1? I thought I said that Tampa Bay was at 1.
You were probably trying to
trying to project?
Yeah.
I was projecting into the future.
You said 2 and not 3. That's right. Hello, Sweet Barry.
Hi, Sweet Barry. Good to see you.
Reno. Oh, we're doing good. How are you feeling? I hope you're feeling a little spryer today.
Oh, man. It's what a great day. It's night. It is Thursday, the 23rd of June, 2022. And this is an exciting day. We are just happy clams today because we have our buddy Eric Kirk is back and he's feeling better. So we want to. We just appreciate that. We're beside ourselves. We're just so happy. So happy to have you back. Everybody's been asking about you. Let's see. Yeah, Grammy's.
Today's your birthday, Sweet Barry. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Sweet Barry. Happy birthday.
Wow. Those are joyous days. Celebrate.
Celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate. Yeah, it's been a little.
To the music.
It's been a little wild with Grammy in charge.
Yes.
Hi, Rockin' Al. Good to see you.
Hey, Rockin' Al.
Hey, so let's look a little bit at what's going on in the news, just real briefly. Just, you know, we're just going to look at headlines. Juul band looms. Juul, the e-cigarette people. Looks like they've got a band coming up.
I thought they already had one.
I thought they did too, but according to this one, it's just getting going. I don't know. And then, of course, the big sports news. Colorado Avalanche take a 3-1 series lead in the Stanley Cup final after edging Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 in overtime. 3-2 in overtime. So what a fantastic game. That was so much fun.
That was a good game.
What an exciting game, too. I mean, it was so much fun. And then plus they're, you know, goofing around with, you know, Jay Baby and Steve twittering while the game's going on. But, you know, she kept shushing me. Shh. Because you know why? Because it was tense. It was getting tense and she was having to concentrate all her good feelings towards the team. Yeah.
Shh. Yeah. And she's probably telling you, don't jinx it for me.
Exactly. That's exactly Eric. What it was, Eric.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, she was saying she didn't want to miss a goal. Oh. Yeah, that was so much fun.
Well, we had to concentrate on where that puck was because they were zipping across that ice like crazy.
Yeah, see, Eric, what's going on is, see, where they're watching the whoa, you were running your mouth during the whoa, Jay Baby. Yes, I was. See, Eric, during the games, Jay Baby and I are text messaging back and forth, and Grammy's sitting next to me. Jay Baby and Grammy are yelling and hooting and hollering because they're going for the Avalanche. I was going for the Lightning. I'm getting blasted by Grammy. I'm getting slammed by Jay Baby. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's just, it was abusive as well.
We had him reeling and rocking.
But it was a lot of fun.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. You were running your mouth off. Oh, man. Yep. Yes. But I got to say, yes, I was. Yes, I was running my mouth off. A lot of trash talk.
Distracting.
We still got to go clean all the trash out of our TV room from last night. Grammy was throwing that trash around pretty good. A lot of trash talking going on.
I love it.
Oh, my. Let's see. Is there anything else interesting pointing out? Like Eric said, like Eric mentioned earlier, here's the article area. Like Eric had mentioned earlier, Kraft, you saw Kellogg's, cereal.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Kraft, the other food place, Kraft, they're renaming their macaroni and cheese. They're changing their name officially to Kraft Mac and Cheese.
They're shortening the macaroni to Mac.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, okay.
They're going through a little bit of a box redesign. It looks pretty cool. It looks fun. It looks interesting.
Are they coming out with any new flavors?
Well, they got thick and creamy. They got the original, and then they got spirals, where the noodles are spirals.
They've had that.
Yeah. I've seen like where they would like do like limited versions, like for certain movie franchises, because like whether it's like DC Comics or Marvel Comics or Disney or what have you, or Harry Potter.
Oh, you mean for the boxes or for the Mac?
I think not just the boxes, but like the brand of like macaroni and cheese, like it's like Harry Potter themed or Disney themed, what have you.
Yeah,
or Star Wars.
Didn't they do, Eric, don't you, I wonder if you know, didn't they do something like Dorito flavors?
They have.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get the Dorito brand flavored mac and cheese, Kraft mac and cheese in that. Yeah.
Yeah, the right. On Fires or something.
Man, we lived on that when I was a kid. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, like I know like the Doritos like flavors we grew up with were like the nacho cheese or the Cool Ranch, but I know in recent years they've come out with like tongue torch flavors, like really meant to set your mouth on fire that you'd have to take a drink to like cool it off.
The Chester Cheeto one, isn't that?
Cheetos does a spicy, and they do their cheesy one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and those aren't bad. You made me a box of something, Grammy. It was hot fiery. I think it was the Cheetos brand mac and cheese one. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. Hi, Stephanie. Ivana. Hi, Stephanie Ivana. Good to see you. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, those are good. I like I was saying, we grew up on that Kraft mac and cheese. I mean, that was the cheapest thing that a single mom with five kids could feed her kids was mac and cheese. And we ate a ton of it. And my favorite way of eating it was a ton of mustard. I would serve it on the plate and then I'd just pour mustard all over it and mix it all up and eat it that way.
Weird.
What? Oh, for crying out loud.
You're strange.
Yeah, Erica, you got something you want to say, man. You just need to plow right in and say it because things feel great.
Well, and I know like with the Kellogg cereals, I noticed that they also mentioned Pringles potato chips, and I thought that was like under the Procter & Gamble umbrella, unless like the Kellogg's company has some sort of affiliation with them, and this is the same Procter & Gamble who creates like household cleaning products like your Cascade dishwasher detergent and your Camay bath soap and Pert Plus shampoos and other things. But I didn't know that they had their hand in like a couple of food items unless they decided to sell those off recently.
I have no idea who makes Pringles. You know, I have no idea.
But I saw it in that article about like the Kellogg's like food products, like, you know, selling off certain entities. And then I guess Kellogg's wants to focus solely like on breakfast cereals, and then other entities focus on not just the Pringles potato chips, but like the Cheez-It crackers and other snack foods. Welcome, Saddam.
You know, there's a TV series out there. I believe, I don't know where it's at. Is it?
Oh, D-Max says Kellogg's owns Pringles.
Oh, okay.
They must have bought it from Procter & Gamble.
They could be, I don't know if this series is on HBO or what, but it's the Foods That Made America, and
Welcome Hype Jeff.
Is that the series? Anyway, there's a series out there talks about the Kellogg's and how the Kellogg's was formatted, the company came to be, and all this and that. And I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to try to find that.
Yeah, it was the Food That Made America.
Food That Made America?
Yeah.
And I believe that's HBO. I'm not sure. But real interesting stuff. They talk about all these stuff. They talk about...
It was either the History Channel or Discovery.
Okay. But they talk about Kellogg's and all that stuff. Campbell's Soup.
General Mills.
General Mills. Yeah, they talk about all that stuff. Real fascinating.
Nabisco.
Yep. Fascinating. Fascinating to listen to on that. It's really... really something.
Yeah. Now, Nabisco was a combination of two companies when they came together, wasn't it? And I'm trying. It was. Oh gosh, but I know it means a national biscuit company.
It's an acronym. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they make your Oreo cookies and your Chips Ahoy cookies and Nutter Butters, and McKay Foods puts out your Little Debbie snack.
Marcos,
like good to see you, oatmeal cream pies.
Interesting.
Oh, those Little Debbie's oatmeal cream cookies are good. Have you tried them?
Oh, yeah.
They're sweet.
I always thought Little Debbie's was like the lower brand.
Meow, meow.
The lower brand of little snacks. I always thought that Hostess was number one. Little Debbie's was second, you know. But Little Debbie's makes some good stuff, man. Hi, Trot Cat.
Yeah,
they make some good stuff. Hey, Eric, it's so good to have you back. Do you want to tell everybody what's going on for the Friday show?
Well, every Friday here on the Old Man's Podcast Show, we are proud to have what we call our Promote and Plug Your Podcast Day. So if you do a podcast here on Podbean, or if you, whether it's done live or if you do it pre-recorded, like for Spotify or Pandora or any other audio podcatcher platform, or if you do a video podcast, whether it's on TikTok or if it's on YouTube or Twitch or Facebook or Rumble, or if you're, you know, actively doing podcasting work on TikTok, I mean, we would like to hear about it and draw traffic your way. And, you know, because, you know, we're all about here on Podbean and the Old Man's Podcast Show, you know, helping like, you know, pod casters and content creators, and you know, and basically building each other up. We're more like quality over quantity driven. While we may not have like your live listener and download numbers and name recognition of like a Joe Rogan or a Megyn Kelly or a Ben Shapiro, I mean, you'll get good, like feel good podcasters who want to make you feel at home, like you're a part of the family. And speaking of like, you know, getting podcast traffic your way, you know, the old man's also got a promotional piece for like Podcast Overlord Services and our good friend Don, and a promotional piece coming up of our good friend Poetic of the Holy Shift.
Yes. Right. And here's the podcast one right now, Eric. Thanks.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, I found this new service on Twitter called Podcast Overlord. Is your podcast stuck in a Twitter fog? Overlord Services can help, from retweeting your tweets to a more enhanced service where they will create daily posts for you. Overlord Services can burn a hole through that fog and shine a light on whatever it is you want the world to see. Check out overlordshop.com/store. That's overlordshop.com/store. Check them out today. See what they can do for you.
Thanks. Yes. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Boy, you just sound so good.
Yeah, you do.
And we would also like to remind friends of the Old Man's Podcast Show that if you are new here, or if you haven't already done so, we would kindly encourage you to hit that follow or subscribe button, because we're on live weekdays on Podbean at 7 a.m. Pacific time, which is 10 a.m. Eastern time. But if you miss us live, we'll be on WESN, you know, later on this morning and this afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Welcome, PDYN.
Hey, and one thing we've started, Eric, during your healing absences, we've started a song of the day. So today, here is our song of the day for June 23rd, 2022. Our song of the day is God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, 1966. God Only Knows is a creation by the Beach Boys from their album Pet Sounds. The album was released on July 18th, 1966. Here's some fun facts about the song. Brian Wilson and Tony Asher wrote the song God Only Knows. Brian Wilson would later produce it. God Only Knows was recorded from March 10th to April 11th, 1966. The recording was done at the Western and Columbia Studios in Hollywood. The Beach Boys as a group wrote rock, pop, surf, and psychedelic genre music. The Beach Boys consisted of four main members: Brian Wilson, Mike Love, Al Jardine, and Bruce Johnson.
And of course, Brian Wilson is the father of Wendy Wilson and Carney Wilson.
Yes, two great vocalists. Yeah.
And Carney and Wendy were, you know, opposite China Phillips in the 90s music group Wilson Phillips. And Carney was also a short-lived talk show host that predated Rosie O'Donnell and Ellen DeGeneres.
Right. And, you know, I love Wilson Phillips as a group. Those girls could sing. Now, wasn't girl in that, the Phillips girl, wasn't she the daughter of
China Phillips? That is the daughter of John and Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas fame.
Mamas and the Papas, exactly.
Well, and they also had the late Mama Cass Elliott too, and she was a darling.
Uh-huh. Now, God, yes.
And Michelle Phillips is the only one left from the original Mamas and Papas.
Really?
Because I think Danny, the other bandmate in that group, passed away back in 2007, 6 years after John Phillips did.
Uh-huh.
And China's sister is married to actor Danny Masterson of That 70 Show's fame. And Mackenzie Phillips, the sister, you might remember her from One Day at a Time opposite Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah. Yes, I do remember that. What a lot of people don't know about the Beach Boys is they actually started out as a garage band. And when I hear that, I thought of ZZ Top.
Well, and the Beach Boys were also frequent guests on the Ed Sullivan Show back in the 1960s.
They were very popular. They were very popular.
They were almost into that music.
Yeah, they were almost like the opposite of the Beatles at the time.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like the Beach Boys were to America much like the Beatles was to the United Kingdom.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go. That's our song of the day. God Only Knows Welcome by the Beach Boys, 1966.
S-A-E.
And I would imagine probably another weekly thing that y'all might be doing here on the Old Man's Podcast Show, like, is a weekly, like, safety recall wrap-up of alerting people to, like, the latest, like, safety recalls.
Yeah, but I haven't seen any since that last time we talked.
Well, I think if any new ones come up, we will be sure to alert our friends.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, we are.
We're committed to people.
Yeah,
we're consumer people to stay safe.
We don't want anybody out there choking on stuff.
Yeah.
Don't run with scissors.
Or a pencil.
You know what's funny is I remember when we had our house built in the middle 70s. Once our house was built and we finally got there and we moved in, I remember grabbing a pair of scissors and going, "Yeah, well, I'm going to run through my house with scissors, Mom." Just to spite my mom. Hey, so Grammy, I noticed a bag of lima beans out there on the counter for the last couple of days. What are you going to make with lima beans?
I don't know.
I love, and I know the reason you have them there is because I love lima beans.
I love me
some lima beans. I mean, you could just put them in boiling water and some butter and put them on a plate and hand them to me and I'll eat them just like that.
These are dry limas, so you have to cook them a while.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Put them in boiling water, cook them up.
Yeah.
And I'll eat them like that.
I was going to put them in the slow cooker, but I pulled them out when we were having cool weather and I thought, oh, it'd be nice to have some beans, you know, some lima beans to kind of eat on with some cornbread or something. And then it started getting hot.
I'll still eat them. Eric, do you like lima beans? You like beans, Eric? Lima beans?
I mean, I'll eat lima beans like every once in a while. I know I may not eat it. It may not be too crazy for it, but like occasionally I'll eat black beans. And at New Year's, I love to eat like black-eyed peas with like collard greens because I've always been taught that the wealth and good luck it should bring you every New Year.
That's true.
You're right, Mr.
A.
And Grammy makes that all the time. Yeah. She makes that at New Year's all the time, Eric. Black-eyed peas. Yeah. I love black-eyed peas.
Yeah. Now, lima beans, I buy the...
Hi, Mr. A.
The bag I have is the big ones.
IGPA.
And they're also called
Northern
butter beans. Yeah. Oh, Eric, I got to tell you, yesterday I met a friend of mine and Gina's. We used to work together. Her name is Brenda. And so we had breakfast yesterday and we had so much fun reminiscing because we used to, all three of us worked retail together at one time or another. So, yeah, it was fun. It was great fun.
And I think you, Grammy, and the old man and Gina have now got to convince Brenda to try to get on Podbean and come into the old man's podcast show.
Oh, yeah. I gave her one of our cards.
We gave her a card, and she said she's going to try to call in, so we'll do that. It'll be like a little family reunion between the three of them.
Gina called in.
If Brenda does, I told Grammy yesterday, if Brenda comes in and then we got to try to convince the two girls and to call in, they'll just take over the show.
We could take it over.
That would mean the old man's podcast show has gone to the ladies.
You got that one, Eric. Yes.
Hey, so we are 11 days away from the 4th of July. Can you believe that? 11 days away from the 4th of July. Holy moly.
And do you know that on the 1st of July...
Welcome, Juliana.
This year will be half over.
Man, where has this year gone? It is just flying by.
We are adding to the 6th month of the year.
Well, hey. July 1st will start the second half of 2022.
Right.
Yes.
Nice. And do you realize, Eric, tomorrow is show number 550. 550. Ooh, wow. I know. We're going to be at 600 shows there before, at a blink of an eye.
Tomcat says he already has his fireworks.
He had to go to neighboring Nebraska for that, he said.
Yeah.
Ah.
J-Baby said that they were firing off fireworks in
Colorado
last night. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah, you're trying to forget it. Trying to forget the state. Yeah. Well, the avalanche got it anyway.
I wasn't trying to forget the
state. Yes, you were.
I was not. Man.
Oh, can you imagine tomorrow?
Tomorrow's game. I know. I don't even want to watch tomorrow's game. I don't even want to watch it.
Mr. A was letting off fireworks too. Ah. Yep.
But I'll have to. Well, I've got to. I got to watch the game.
I know, like, here in Georgia for the longest time, they would, fireworks was illegal, but then I think they had, like, lifted that ban. But before that, they would sell, like, the sparklers and other, like, smaller stuff. But if you wanted to get bigger fireworks, you'd either have to go to South Carolina or to Alabama to get the good quality fireworks.
Oh. That's because they are legal there. Is that correct?
They're definitely legal in those states, but it used to be like in Georgia, like the good quality stuff. You would also have to get like a pyrotechnic permit in order to legally shoot them off.
Yeah, people from Oregon used to come into the state of Washington and buy fireworks all the time. Because they were kind of restricted in Oregon, but now they're starting to get restricted here too. I don't like that. I don't appreciate it. They should let them go.
Colorado goes to Wyoming. J Baby says
Colorado goes to Wyoming.
People from there go there. Because like my Aunt Jean and her former like partner Jack, who passed away a couple years ago. They used to like visit like the Cheyenne area around like Laramie, where I think he had like family. I don't know if he still has family there, but I mean, and she's talked about how like Wyoming is such a beautiful state.
I have never been to Wyoming, nor have I been to Montana. And, I know we're relatively close to Montana because Montana is on the other side of Idaho. So right.
FJRC.
I know we're pretty close to that, but I would love to. I guess it's going to be a while before anybody's going to be going to Yellowstone. With all the repair work that's going on over there because
they've had some flooding. Yes, I've heard that.
Nasty flooding.
Yeah. Well, how has the winds been there in Georgia? I thought.
Well, I think J-Baby is talking about the winds up in Wyoming.
Oh, no, I was asking you, though.
Oh, but the wind here in Georgia, we've not had any, any gusty winds or severe weather.
I think she means weather, Eric. I think she means weather.
Well, the weather here is something.
We're old. We're old, remember. We're old. We never say what we're really thinking.
Oh, DMAC reports that Yellowstone opened back up today.
Oh, okay.
Good,
all right.
Good.
Yeah, they're losing money if they're not open. So you've had pretty good weather down south, Eric?
Well, it's sunny today. But I know we probably get like the high temperatures in the afternoons and the high humidity. Hi, Tim.
Yeah. It's been beautiful here the last few days.
Welcome, Tulin.
Hi, Tulin. Good to see you. Thank you for coming in. Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show's presentation of Chit Chat with Old Man Eric and Friends. We want to welcome you all into the show.
And glad today that friend is Grammy.
And today that friend is Grammy. And we want to give a special thanks to our special guest, Grammy, who has been with us all week. And hopefully this is going to make a be a habit, and she's going to not stay away so long and keep coming back.
Right.
I'm going to have Eric start calling her in the morning and waking her up so she can get in touch. But we want to thank everybody for coming into the show. Hit that follow button. If you're down, and all of you that are downloading the shows, thank you very much. And you can also hit the follow buttons too, and keep coming back. We are a lightweight podcast. We're a morning podcast, anti-hate, anti-anger. We just want to get you out the door with a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step.
You're a stinker today.
And just get you out there and having a good
day. Well, I guess I'd only have one more day.
Yeah, you got to finish out tomorrow. You got to at least finish out tomorrow.
Well, that's what D-Mac is saying.
But I tell you what, Grammy was up at the crack of dawn this morning. I mean, good grief. Yeah. Usually I got to go in. Okay, you got a half hour before the show. Get up. Oh, okay. All right. 10 minutes. Let's go. Oh, okay. Nuh-uh. I mean, she was up. It was like, I think it was like almost.
It was about 6.
Yeah.
Our time.
10 to 6 or 6. Yeah, yeah. You were up and around. I was going, oh my, am I dreaming? Am I still asleep dreaming? I hope the alarm goes off and wakes me up.
Tell them what you did or what I did when you came in and you tapped me.
Oh, that was at 2 in the morning. It was 2 in the morning, Eric. We were asleep and I got up and I leaned over, just kind of always when I wake up, I always kind of reach over and tap on Grammy, put my hand on her and tap on her, you know, make sure she's there and she's okay. So I reached over and I tapped her and she goes, she just springs out of bed. Is it time to get up? Is it time to go? No. Go back to sleep. It's only two in the morning.
Welcome,
so
WWE.
You were ready. You were ready to crank it out already this morning at 2 in the morning. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. That reminds me of a guy when we were growing, when we had our house in Prescott Valley, Arizona, when the kids were younger growing up, our neighbor next door, she was just a single mom, you know, working hard, trying to raise her daughter. She had this, the same kind of house we had, which was, you know, a house that was financed through the government. We got them all, you know, pretty good price, low monthly payments. And she's there, you know, she's working, she's doing what she can, and she's, you know, loving life and that. Well, she got a boyfriend, and this boyfriend started coming around. His name was Steve. And I never really got to know Steve. And, but every morning during the spring and the summer, Steve would go outside. He'd go outside in his robe, you know, and he'd stand there with a cup of coffee. And then he would just yell. He would just yell. And it was kind of like this.
Good morning, my neighbors!
He was almost like that. You know, he'd get up, he'd go out there and...
Good morning, my neighbors!
And just yell good morning and that to everybody and say what a great day it's going to be and, you know, sing songs. And I used to think, man, that Steve is weird, man. What is up with Steve, you know? Well, you know, all of a sudden Steve wasn't around anymore. And I was like, what happened to Steve? You know, and my daughter was friends with her daughter. And she goes, Steve passed away. Steve died. Oh, it was like, goodness. What? What happened? And she goes, well, no, he was sick. Steve had been sick for a long time. And he knew he wasn't well, and he knew he was, you know, he was slowly dying.
Time was coming. Yeah.
And I started thinking about that, and I'm thinking, you know, now here's a man, you know, he was facing adversity in his life physically, but yet he chose to wake up every day with a smile on his face and a joyful heart and greet every day. Every day, good morning. And I thought, man, that kind of changed that really worked on me. I really started to rethink my life at that time.
Yep, that's why we should always
And I would probably say with a friend of yours, he wasn't the kind of person to live his life saying poor me, poor me.
Mm-mm. Exactly.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, and he basically put on a smile and brought people joy, even if he was, you know, internally struggling with tremendous pain and illness.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the joy he had for life. I mean, that's how we should be. You know, every go ahead, Eric.
And I believe, you know, he may have, you know, seeked out the Lord and found him. And I think so. The Lord gave him that gift.
Yeah, he may have. Mm-hmm. But the thing is we should treat every day as a gift, because, you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We have no guarantees on anything. We're not guaranteed an hour from now. You know, and we should wake up every morning, greet the morning with a smile on our face, you know, with joyful heart, and be thankful for another day of existence
that we've been blessed with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that would, you know, that's what part of that, you know, that's part of that positivity things that we were talking about.
That's right.
Where you wake up and you know, first thing you do is before you even get out of bed, you think about the things you're grateful for.
Yeah.
You know, thank you for this and thank you for that, you know.
Count
your blessings. And I think that's what Steve did. He woke up every day and he was thankful. I'm alive another day. I get to spend my life again with the woman that loves me in this joyful house, have some fun, and just, you know, move through this day. And that's how we should be.
Yes.
You know, yeah, life is tough. Mm-hmm. Life throws death punches at us all the time, you know. Yeah. And, you know, things are trying to knock us down. People are trying to come at us, trying to knock us down. You know, the powers of be are after us all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you one thing. People don't want you to succeed. The fates don't want you to succeed. People are against you being successful. And they might come to you and pat you on the back and say, oh, we're so proud, you're doing such a good job. But they're stabbing you in the back at the same time. So, but the thing is we need to work. We need to work through those things
sometimes.
And work through those days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not and just be thankful for our days. I mean, we need to be like Steve. We need to be like Steve.
What Tron Cat put kind of nice another way. He says, wake up every morning like your warranty is about to expire.
Exactly.
And then he also says, I'm not so much worried about what other people want me to do.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
That's just it. Yeah. You know, we need to pay attention to who's trying to.
Welcome, Shaharm.
Who's trying to influence us, you know, and who's trying to get us to bend to their will. No. You live your own life. Live your own life and be happy, you know. And we need to stop being influenced by outside sources. I mean, outside forces. I mean, we're constantly being told what to hate and what to like, you know. We're constantly being told how to think.
And I would also say that God blessed us with the gift to you know, to be our own persons and not conform to what other people want.
No, that's the nice
You're
thing.
So right, D-Mac.
That's the nice thing about it is that we are individual people. We're individuals, you know. Hi, Only Crazy Lady. Good to see you. Hi, Mercy Low.
Oh, Crazy Lady.
Thank you for tuning the show.
Well, I mean, right. It could be like the choice, like I was alluding to. It could either be great minds think alike, or as we prefer, great minds think for themselves.
Right.
Oh, that one I really like.
Tron Cat, he kind of hits the nail on the head there. A lot of people's disappointment in life and everything is because they're trying to keep up with the neighbors. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a thing, I read a thing out there and it said people need to stop comparing themselves to other people, people that have things that you don't, you know. I saw this thing, they say, look at Mr. Fancy Shoes there. He's driving around. He's got this brand new Mercedes. He's driving around a Mercedes convertible with a blonde, beautiful, gorgeous blonde in the car. Man, ain't he something? Yeah, but what they don't realize is that car's on its last leg. It's about to be repossessed. And the lady in the car with him is a lady of the evening, a prostitute. You know, we don't know. We need to stop judging ourselves to other people, you know.
comparing.
Because they might appear like they got everything in the world, but they're the most miserable person alive. You know. So you know,
we shouldn't be coveting or envying what other people have.
No.
That's true.
Be happy in your own skin.
Because I think the thing is you might have it way better than the person you're envying.
I read this statistic, Eric, that said that today, compared to like in the Renaissance when you had the kings and the royals running around all over Europe and that, today the people that we have that we consider are poverty-stricken, you know, or below the poverty line, they have more at their hands and have a life more fulfilling than the kings and queens of the Renaissance. I mean, we got so much more at our hands, you know. I mean, they always had to worry where their food was coming from. They always had to hoard all the grain and that so they could eat. Man, we could run down to the Circle K. We could run down to the 7-Eleven. But our life, yeah, we need to be, I try to strive to just be happy with who I am and where I'm at. And I think I do a pretty good job. I think I do a pretty good job at it, you know.
Well, and I understand just what the only crazy lady was saying. She was saying she's rich. She says, I am one of the richest people in here.
Exactly.
And that's that is saying you're rich with love from other people and love that you extend to other people. You're content. You're happy with where you are, how you are. And that's the best way to be.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll carry it a little bit further. There is everybody that's here that's listening to this podcast right now. You all are very rich. You know, if you just
welcome to Greg.
Look at yourself and look at to what you have in life and where you're at, you are rich. You know, you are rich. We are rich people, you know, and rich in what we have in our hearts and our minds, you know, not money. Like Flying Ham says, you can be rich and have no money. As a matter of fact, a lot of rich people don't have money. Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you, Flying Ham. I I hope everyone feels that same way because that's how Grammy feels.
Mr. A says he's rich in saturated fats. Yeah, buddy.
But you know,
welcome back, Sweet Mary.
When you can enjoy life and be content with what you have,
just get
and. It doesn't matter what else is out there, like everyone is saying in the chat room. You've got millions.
Yeah.
Because the feeling and the comfort and the way you just carry yourself and the confidence, that's a whole lot.
Yeah. Be
of
content.
Everything.
A content heart is a happy heart. A content heart is a peaceful heart. And good
Mr.
times.
A, you're so silly.
Good times. I mean, we just be happy. Just be happy and go forward. Keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward in life, you know. Sounds like the excuse of poor people. Kidding. We know you're kidding. It's a gray area.
Well, then, if that's how you feel, DeGray.
He said he was kidding.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no. Run, DeGray, run. No. Leave DeGray alone, Grammy. Hey, I got something here I got something here for all you people out there. Remember, nobody ever knows how to say that. One sauce. What's that one sauce from England? W-O-R, you know.
Worcestershire.
Okay, here you go. Write these words down, everybody. Write these words down. First word, war. W-A-R. Write war down. Then write chest. C-H-E-S-T. Write chest.
Worcestershire.
Then write her. H-E-R. Right. Then write shy. S-H-Y. and then write her again, H-E-R. There you go. So you wrote down war, chest, her, shy, her. Now say them with me. War, chest, her, shy, her. 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 There, you're welcome. That's how you say that word.
Worcestershire.
DeGray says, wash your sister sauce.
I know. You know, there's so many.
Welcome, Jordy.
Hi, Jordy. War chest her shy her. There you go. Now you all know how to say it now. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
And I know like the sweet.
Has it. Where is your sister?
I know today, of course, is Sweet Berry's birthday. Tomorrow is Daddy Hop's birthday. So if you see him around, be sure to wish him happy birthday. And hopefully he might stop by tomorrow, you know, to get be a birthday cheer from all of us, you know, here at the Old Man's Podcast Show and on Podbean. So, if he's listening to this, you know, hopefully he might come and see us.
Yeah, everybody welcome. And don't forget, tomorrow's our Promote Your Podcast Day. Come in here and promote your own podcast. Or if you've got a podcast that you got a special promotion for, you got a special project coming up you want to do, make sure you come in and do it, because our whole goal is to help people get to your podcast. That's what we want to do. And that's part of our goal. That's part of our mission.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, did you know that most people that slip on banana peels were probably testing to see if you could actually slip on a banana peel? That's a fact, folks. That's not meant to be funny. That's a fact.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm serious. I know. I tried it once. I got to admit, I tried it once. I tried to, I threw a banana peel down and I wanted to see if I could actually slip on it. And
flying ham, I haven't either.
I was too scared.
Yeah.
Well, come on. You got to be adventurous. You got to be adventurous. Get out there.
I can be adventurous without trying to set myself up for a fall.
Yeah.
Now, you know that's funny.
That's funny. Now, that you know that's funny. Now, come on. You know that's funny. Hey, you know, Grammy and all the, well, we're the oldest ones in the group here. Ooh, but remember, we used to have, you know, we didn't have speed dials on phones. As a matter of fact, we spent most of our life running around without phones in our hands.
Yes.
But, you know, we used to always remember phone numbers. We knew phone numbers. We could rattle off phone numbers. Hey, what's grandma's phone number? 503-799-67431. I mean, we used to be able to rattle off phone numbers like crazy, you know?
Oh, yes.
I remember a time when we didn't have to dial the area code before we dialed the 7-digit phone number.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's very true.
Well, I've been kind of wondering, because our brains, the way our brains worked when we were younger and, you know, of the age of most of the people in the chat room right now, I was wondering what that part of our brain that used to remember those phone numbers, what it's up to today. I mean, what's going on with it? I mean, it's almost like we've kind of let it go. Is it just still sitting in there waiting to remember numbers? Like, oh, come on. It's just a funny thought, people.
Oh, flying ham. I got you. On the, you remember paying long distance to call across town? I used to be an operator. When I first started working for the telephone company, I was direct assistance. How may I help you?
Yes.
I swear I heard her voice. I swear I used to talk to her.
And then from there, I went to long distance. What number did you require? Oh, yeah. I used to do all of that. Oh, Flying Ham says, I think I've talked to you.
I know. Say that again. Say your directory assistance, may I help you again voice.
Oh, directory assistance, how may I help you?
Now, come on. We've talked to her. I know we have talked to her.
Or you would call like the operator and of course, there was also the time of like making a collect call.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, I remember that. I remember having to stick the plug in a, well, we had like the lower panel that you stick your thing in to answer the call coming in. And then I had to reach up and get an outside line so I could dial long distance for people and things. And I really missed that. Oh, and I was also, when you call, what number are you calling? I'm sorry, that number has been disconnected.
Oh, I remember one time I called, I had to call for a number, and I called the line. And I says, yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of this number here. Can you dial this number for me? Because it's saying that it won't go through. And the operator goes, yeah, sure. Just hold on a second, please. And so I'm there and I'm going, you know, they do this to you all the time. They don't, you know, they don't want you to call that number. They want you to call in. And then the next thing you know, they're charging you for the service on your bill because they had to help you get the number. And the operator goes, no, sir, that's not why we do this. Your number's ready. And I'm going, oh, she didn't have me on hold. She was just quiet. DMAC says that that portion of our brain I was talking about, she says it's remembering other stuff, how to use a browser, how to work a cell phone. Well, I believe you, that's probably the case.
Yes.
And if that's the case, then that part of my brain is broken because I can't, it don't do that for me anymore. You're Hi, right, Solid because, Blue Sister. Good to see you.
Because we like right now, it's like, well, what number is so-and-so speed dial? You know, speed dial.
I don't know. You know,
we have everybody's numbers programmed. Like, you're number one on mine. And so when I want to talk to you, it's like, I push one and it rings you up.
Huh. I don't know.
So you still have to kind of remember numbers. And you have to remember names, even with cell. Well, no, because the cell phones now, you can just say somebody's name.
You don't even remember my name now. You'll open the door and go, "Hey, you." Hey, before I just want to remind everybody that Eric Kirk is back with us. Yes, he's feeling better, and he joined the show. He's back on the show. He's getting better. He's back, and we are just rejoicing in the day that we got our little co-pilot sitting back in the co-pilot chair.
Oh yes.
But I don't know go ahead, Eric.
Well, and I know, like with we're having like discussion about like phone calls, like with our cell phones now, it's, you know, it's almost like we just let our cell phones do the work for us, and we don't memorize like old telephone numbers anymore. And then I know people have kind of like in like the last 20 or 30 years or so, we have phased out having landline home phones, you know, for our cell phones. And I know with these smartphone devices, so much of our lives is on it as well.
Well, you know, what's funny, Eric, is my cell phone, my smartphone is, it does more for me than my laptop. I mean, it is my laptop in my hand. I mean, it does everything, and it doesn't matter where I'm at as long as I got a signal. I mean, it's like a computer in your pocket. I mean, that's that's where our phones have come.
They're mini computers.
They're just little computers with fantastic digital cameras. I mean, because you can go out there, you can look up anything, you can Google it, you can get online. You can do, I mean, it's to me, it's just unbelievable that we went from Grammy sitting in those big control rooms going, just a moment, please, I'll connect you, pulling those plugs out, plugging them in and all that, to what our phones are doing for us today. I mean, it just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Like, and then like some, like the earliest, like, you know, phones that we would talk on, like before the rotary dial phones, there was like those kinds, like you'd pick up the earpiece and then you'd like press a button for the operator to like dial a particular number for you, because they didn't have like a dialing feature on those phones yet. And there was also a time when you would like send telegrams, because when I lived at my old house a few years ago, like there was like a set of railroad tracks that ran through where I used to live, like about a couple miles from my house. And I remember seeing like utility poles with wires like going along the railroad tracks. And I had wondered what those were for like years. And I remembered asking my grandmother Pat when she was alive, like, is that some sort of like power line for like the railroad company? But she told me that those lines were used for like sending and receiving telegrams back in the old days.
And they had those glass diffusers. Did you ever see those? Ever so often there'd be this thing on there, kind of round and have different slots, and the cords would and the wires would go through that. Those were glass, and you don't see those very often anymore. Well, you don't see
a lot of that's been phased out.
Yes,
I would like to clarify something in the chat room. Flying Ham says, "I doubt Grammy is the co-pilot." You know, right. Grammy is the president and CEO of the airline.
Oh no, I'm not.
She ain't flying no. She goes, "I ain't flying no plane. I pay you to fly the plane." That's how Grammy is.
You're right.
Well, and I'm sure, like with the telephone discussion, I'm sure people are listening to this are probably gonna be questioning, what does AT&T stand for? AT&T, I believe, stands for the American Telegraph and Telephone Service, and it was founded by Alexander Graham Bell, and then Bell on the last name, like think of a ringing telephone.
Hello, Mama Bear Tracy. Hey.
So, and you know what's funny? I remember having to send money, and I'd have to go to the Western Union office and send money through them, you know, transfer. I don't know. What was that called when we were doing money through the Western Union? It wasn't telegraphing money, but I remember sending. I remember wiring. Yeah, I remember getting telegraphs and, yeah, MoneyGrams and that kind of stuff. But you know what? You can do all that from your phone now. You can transfer funds to your with your phone. Yeah.
Yes, you can.
I mean, all that stuff is
Candygrams.
Candygram.
Yes.
Da-dun.
Candygram.
Oh, that was so funny. But yeah, you can do the things that we could do with our phones. It's like you could actually live your life without a computer, without a laptop, without a desktop. I mean, they're almost obsolete with what you can do with your telephones now. I mean, it's incredible. We have more powerful computer in our hands than the astronauts did in the movie 2001: A Space Odyssey. You know, if that movie was done now and that computer was going crazy on that spaceship now, you know, Dave would have just whipped out his smartphone and went, "I'm shutting you down, Hal. Tick, 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 boom, you're done." I mean, that's how it would be nowadays. Our phones would be so much more. Yeah, it's incredible. Incredible. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, we still have a landline. And basically, I like having the landline because it's associated to the house, the address.
Yeah.
So when you give it to someone, they can, you know, it just immediately pops up. But then again, our cell phones will do that too, because we've given that information to apply to get the cell phone.
Well, and another reason we never got rid of the landline, baby, if you remember, is because a lot of the people that grew up with Roselle and you, and they know the home phone number.
That's true.
That home phone number has not changed for decades. Yes. It has not changed for decades.
I've had the same number a long time.
But another reason we have the landline, and this is what I use the landline for, is if somebody wants my number, you know, well, hey, give me your number and, you know, we'll contact you later down the road. I give them the landline because we never answer the landline. Everything goes to voicemail. Yeah.
Yep. And then I go over it and say, okay, I got to check these phone messages and do, but I'd rather that.
Yeah.
And Gina, I hear you. This technology, she says, I am old. I don't let the technology take over my life. I won't use a lot of that stuff. I hear you. I like, you know, if I have the cell phone, I really like to have it if I remember to charge it.
Gina says that's why she never gets a call back from you, because she calls the landline. No, we try to stay away from technology a lot here at the old man's house with Grammy. If we're going to go out and about, like we're going to go shopping or something, and it's the two of us, or we're going to go do something and we're together, we don't take our phones.
No,
we leave our phones here, because the only person I need to talk to is I'm sitting right next to him, you know. So we don't.
Yes, we are bad like that.
And if we need to find something, sometimes we break down and call and break out the old Rad McNally maps, and we look on a map. Look on the old road maps and check out stuff that way.
That is an art now. Everyone, that is an art, is to be able to get a paper map.
Yeah, can you use a street map? Do y'all still use street maps? Used to buy them and you looked to try to.
I think like truck drivers have like a atlas, like especially for them and for like trucking routes, because I know of like a town like 30 minutes from me that has seen like a population like a growth explosion, and it would practically be like congested, not only with like traditional like car traffic, but like tractor trailer truck traffic, and these roads really weren't intended for tractor trailer trucks to be like passing through. And plus there's like a state highway that I think is in the process over the next couple of decades kind of being redeveloped into like a de facto interstate highway, probably going all the way out to Athens, like from I-85 over near an area called Duluth. And and like the Google Maps or any of like the other, or like the Waze traffic maps don't have one, especially for truckers. And I would think that would be an idea that they need to work on.
Yeah. You know, that Grammy and I were talking, you know, if you're looking for things to do with your kids this summer, that would be a fun thing, is get them and teach them how to read the roadmaps. They're just the regular Rad McNally roadmaps you can get, you know, that you can open them up and say, okay, here, this is where we're at. Now, how would you get to Salem, you know? And I mean, we got maps all over the place here. I mean, I have a map that has all the forest roads and you know, the forest roads and the old off in the boonie campsites on it. You know, it's like a it's like a hiker's map almost.
Yeah.
I actually had a friend. I have a friend, Roberto. We're gonna go see him Saturday. He actually went to the junior college and took a course on map reading. He took a course. They taught him how to use a compass, how to use a map, how to locate where you're at by the North Star. I mean, he said it was one of the best classes he had ever taken.
That would be fun.
That would be
fun. Well, my dad taught me how to read a map.
You read a map very well. People say, what you used to do for GPS when, you know, before there was GPS? I go, you're looking at her, Grammy, right there. Grammy was my map reader. We would go off on trips. And she knows how to read those roadmaps, man. I mean, she knew how the exit numbers. She could tell when the rest areas are coming up. She could read, you know, she is a map. You are a map reader, Grammy.
Oh, now see, Moonchild says her dad's map was in a binder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I remember when I did drafting when I was with the phone company. I went down to, I can't remember, it was Coward House or the Annex, and they had a binder that you can get that actually had all the roads marked, and it was a binder for the county, and that was interesting. But everyone is responding, shoes, AAA would give you free maps.
Yeah. And yep. Gina, you're right. I mean, there are advantages to the way the phones are now if you're out traveling around. You know, because if you get stranded, it's easier to call for help, you know, because phones work almost anywhere and everywhere now. I don't recall the last time I ever saw a dead zone.
Oh, I can tell you one.
Where? Our living room?
No, I remember my sister and brother and I volunteered for Camp Opportunity, and it was for at-risk kids and sending them to a camp. And my sister and I were going to go join them at a campsite. I think it was Ocean Shores or something. And I took a couple of wrong turns. And the next thing I knew, there was, and I had OnStar, and they would I would use that to give me directions. And the last direction, I must have misunderstood it. I took a right, and I went down this road and went straight to the water. It was like, I took a wrong turn.
Yeah, and then I remember that, because then you went on and you clicked OnStar again, and the OnStar voice goes, OnStar. And then it goes, lady, we have no idea where you're at.
I know, we didn't know. I mean, there's
man,
so
you're talking
many
early
things.
2000s of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it was, I love reading maps. And like you were saying with your little ones, just, you know, you go through and pick a place and then let them kind of scope it out on the map. Because I remember when we were in England, we bought one of their Great Britain Rally McNally's.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Yeah. And I would, through the week while you were at work, I took a notepad, and I would say, okay, we're going to go here, and I'd just write it out. Well, we have to take the M1 here and then get on to this one, and then the second exit off of the roundabout. And it's just fun. And also,
yeah, and you would, and if I missed it, you'd go recalculating.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You know that was funny. Welcome, come on, everybody. You know that was funny.
And another thing that I have learned in reading maps is they actually list the mileposts numbers, and there's a number between there. I think it's usually red, and that tells you how many miles.
Yeah.
And so I used to could read it and add those up and figure out about, okay, if we can go 70 miles an hour and we've got 300, okay, it's going to take us about 3-4 hours.
Our trips that we used to take, man, we used to have it all broke down. We knew where we were going. Like if we had a 3-day trip, we knew exactly where we were going after that first day, where we're stopping and all this and that. We had it mapped out. We had it figured out. And we very rarely use the GPS, even though I do have it all. Yeah. Steve complained that his navigation was broken this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Oh, his navigator. Oh, you weren't with him?
You weren't with him.
You weren't with him, J-Baby.
Well, the thing about me, like whenever I like travel to a particular destination, if I'm in doubt, like I'll pull it up like on like a Google Maps, and I could travel down at one time, and then for future reference, I know how to get there, because I mean, I do kind of have that photographic memory about me. Like if I travel down at one time, I am bound to remember it.
Oh yeah.
And, like, how to get there. But then you probably have some people who are endowed and probably aren't going to remember it the next time.
You know, and don't get me wrong, that modern day Googling, GPS, you know, maps and all that stuff is fantastic. I mean, it really is. You look up something, I need to go down to Salem and find a store. I just punch in the address and then bam, the map comes up and gives me, you know, two, three, maybe even four different routes to take. And then when you're driving down the freeway, if you're coming to a real congested area that you're unaware of, it'll tell you, you know, coming to take this exit, it'll reroute you. Yeah. Oh, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
I remember like a couple weeks ago, we talked about our friend Jester of the It's Doomsday podcast. We don't think of them really as doomsday preppers. We think of them as homesteaders. And
exactly.
And I mentioned, yes, there is the possibility that modern technology like our cell phones and, you know, and apps like the Google Maps and then like with the airplanes, like the like the cyber attack, or we had a solar flyer.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. What was I going to say?
GPS is good for speed traps. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that on pop up on apps of like speed traps and stuff.
Really?
But like if in the event that that fails, you probably still need to know how to read a paper map, or if you're an airplane pilot, you've got to know how to fly and land the plane manually.
Hey, well, you know, I've got a solution for speed traps. I got a simple solution for everybody concerning speed traps. Here it is. Go the speed limit.
Oh, jeez.
It's what you do. You go the speed limit. We used to, when we were traveling in our younger years, I told Grammy I'd be looking for cars as we're going down the freeway. You know, she goes, what are you looking for? I go, I'm looking for a rabbit. She goes, you're looking for a rabbit? I go, yeah, I'm looking for a rabbit to follow. She goes, what's a rabbit? I go, just wait a minute, you'll see. And then like a little sports car or something would go zipping by me, you know, and I go, there's a rabbit. And so I would get myself, you know, I would get myself behind it and pace it. Like, so if we're the speed limit 65 and it's doing 80, I'm doing 82. But I'm like, you know, I'm like about a quarter mile behind it, you know, and I'm watching it. And she goes, why do you call it a rabbit? I go, I'm just following the rabbit. She goes, what? Well, I don't understand. I go,
Good morning, just watch.
Because it's going to get caught. The rabbit's going to get caught by the wolves, you know. And so we're going along. And then all of a sudden, you see the lights flashing and the lights pull over that rabbit. And then I go, see, now I slow down and I go to speed limit, wait for another rabbit. And she goes, oh, I go, yeah, they see, you let the fast car get ahead of you. And then they hit the speed trap. They hit the speed trap. And there you go. You know, you hit the speed trap and the cops catch them. And then you just slow down and wait for another rabbit. The only problem with that is people try to make you the rabbit. It's like, oh, no. I'm not going to be the rabbit.
Flying Ham says he does the same thing.
It works, doesn't it, Flying Ham? It works. It really does.
Well, you know, Moonchild put in, well, she had said it. Jay Baby also gave reference to it. And Flying Ham, that they used the Waze app. And you can report police and problems on the road. I didn't know that. But you have to have a cell phone to do that.
Hold on a second here. Hold on, everybody.
And Flying Ham said, you and I, because we do the speed limit, would get run off the road in Atlanta.
Yeah. Hold on a second here. Uh-huh. Jay Baby, you are being mean to me right now. I've been trying to keep from doing it, but you leave me no choice.
You better not.
Ah, this is for you, Jay Baby.
What?
She sent me a recap from yesterday's game of video right here. Oh, that's mean. That's Woo! Bad.
Oh, I love it.
That yes, is he did, so
didn't he, Jay Baby?
She's hurt. Uh-huh. Yes. Oh man, you guys are going to be killing me tomorrow in that game.
Oh yeah, because it's tomorrow. The game.
It is. It's tomorrow. You guys are going to be killing me.
Tomorrow must be a moment of truth game.
It is. It's if the Avalanche wins tomorrow, they win the Stanley Cup. That's how it is. Yeah. Oh, D-Mac says, don't forget, Grammy, you're going to have to come back on Monday to announce the Avalanche Stanley Cup. You guys, that's it. I've had it with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Denver is going to going to go insane.
Oh, yeah, right. yeah.
Yes, D-Mac, I'll have to go to bed early on Sunday so I can join you on Monday. Yes, indeed.
Yes. I expect J-Baby to call in and all that. Yeah. Rub it in.
Yeah. Come on to my house.
Go ahead, Eric.
Well, and then, of course, she's probably got a bed that if the Avalanche win, that I wonder if her and Steve are going to try to go and attend, like, their parade, like, where they celebrate their win.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure they would. But the thing is, see, Eric, what's happening is they're all setting themselves up for failure.
No, we're not.
Because Friday, what's going to happen is the Lightning's going to come out and win that game, and they're all going to be, oh, man, boo, boo.
No.
All right. We'll see. Yes. All right, you pancakes. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I should put something on this. I need to wager something here with you.
Too late. It's too late. You can't wager now. You got to wager when the game at the beginning of the scene.
No, it's not. No, it's not. There's still a game tomorrow. But I already know who's going
to win. J-Baby's calling me chicken. Chicken.
Oh, man. Oh, it is so good
what a to great
have
day.
You back with us, Eric.
What really a great is. Day.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We have had a blast today. You guys have just put smiles on our faces. We hope we've done the same thing to you guys. We're here to put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step to get you out the door. And just have a great day. Eric, it is so good that you're feeling better and you are back, my brother. We have missed you greatly, and we are so glad you are back. Thank you. Yes. And Grammy, as always, love you to death. Thank you for being here. You are a hoot. And the nice thing about it, see, with Grammy, this is our day's just starting. Our whole day's going to be like this.
We're going to be
harassing each other about the Avalanche and having fun, laughing and giggling, and I'm sure there's going to be a wager put before the end of the day. So anyway, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thanking everybody for downloading. Hit that follow button and give us a follow, give us a like, and just we appreciate all your support. Yes, indeed. Let's see. Call Grammy Bookie Service to place your bets. Yeah.
Hey, I'm forgetting your
odds. That's funny.
Well, what are the Las Vegas odds, I would wonder?
Exactly.
Ooh, that would really be something now, huh?
Eric, you want to tell everybody about tomorrow and then go into whatever podcasts are coming up, buddy?
Well, of course, tomorrow, in case you missed it, is going to be the Promote and Plug Your Podcast Day. So if you got a podcast show that is worth checking out, plug it in the chat, or the old man may let you call in and you tell us what your podcast is about. So we'd like to help you generate some traffic to your podcast. And you've also got Milk Dog and Solid Blue Sister and Low Standards and Pores, among other great podcasts coming up today. And of course, I know we're back tomorrow, and hopefully Ralph is coming back soon along with Frankie D. And this weekend, of course, is episode number 2 in the Flicks and Friends series with John Gale and Scooter. And be on lookout this fall for the new season of the Beans and Weenie Show when Spanky's feeling better. And come late July, early August, the new season of the Slightly Serious Show. And a host of other great podcast friends, and TalkNet Live Wednesdays for the remainder of summer.
There you go. There's a bunch of great podcasts out there. You can always find something to listen to. There's a lot of good ones out there. But we thank you for letting us start your day. And we appreciate you for making the Old Man's Podcast your morning podcast. Thank you very much, everybody. We just deeply appreciate you all. So, man, what a great day. Look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. Don't forget, get in here and promote your podcast. If you don't promote it, nobody's going to. So get in here and do it. Let's get some people to your traffic.
Yes.
Love you and God bless you, everybody.
That's it. We're out of here.
Have a great one. Grammy loves you.
Later, Gators.
Bye.